Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I'm guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to take a deep breath of peace, a deep breath of joy, a deep breath of hope, and a deep breath of courage. Please pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Join me in saying the words from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth or making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So this is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Today I will be reading from the Read and Share Bible. So hear the word of the Lord. Many years later, Isaac was all grown up. Go back to the land I came from and find a wife for my son, Abraham said to his servant. The servant loaded up camels with all kinds of wonderful presents. After he got to the land far away, he wasn't sure how to find a wife for Isaac. At a place where girls came to get water, he prayed, "Let the right girl give me water." Before the servant had finished praying, a beautiful young woman came to get water. The servant asked her, "Will you give me some water, please?" "Yes," she said. "I will get water for your camels, too." It was a big job. Thirsty camels can drink a lot of water. Back and forth she went, pouring water for all of them. The servant knew this woman was the one to be Isaac's wife. Her name was Rebekah. The servant took gifts for her family and asked if Rebekah could marry Isaac. Her father said she could, and Rebekah wanted to get married, too. So she went home with the servant to meet Isaac. The camels swayed and bumped along the road all the way to Canaan, where Isaac lived. One evening, just before the sun went down, the camels stopped. A young man was walking in the field. He looked up and saw the camels. His bride had come. Isaac loved Rebekah. He married her. The word of the Lord. Right now I'm wondering what it felt like for Rebekah to be chosen. And I'm still wondering, like yesterday, what it was like to move that far away to people you didn't know and an area you didn't know. I wonder what she knew about God during that time. What's your wonder question today? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.